Will you please turn to the book of Romans?
请我们翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
We'll read from verse 28 to 30.
我们从第二十八节读到第三十节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书第八章第二十八节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按着他旨意被召的人。
Because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brothers.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
But whom he has predestinated, these also he has called. And whom he has called, these also he has justified. But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And will you please turn to Galatians?
我们一同翻到加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
We will read the first seven verses.
我们读前面第一节到第七节。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now I say, as long as the heir is a child,He differs nothing from a bondman, though he be lord of all.
我说那承受产业的人虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
But he is under guardians and stewards until the period fixed by the father.
乃是在师父和管家的手下，只等到他父亲预定的时候来到。
So we also, when we were children, were held in bondage under the principles of the world.
我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此。
But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, come of woman, come under law.
及至时候满足的时候，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下。
That he might redeem those under law, that we might receive sonship.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得作儿子的名分。
But because you are sons, God has sent out the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
So thou art no longer bondman, but son. But if son, heir also through God.
可见从此以后，你不为奴仆，乃是神，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, indeed, we are gathering together here unto thy name.
我们亲爱的主啊，我们的确是在这里聚集在你的名下。
The name that is above all names.
那一个超乎一切之上的名。
We do praise and thank thee because of thy precious promise to us.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你，因为你曾经给我们一个宝贵的应许。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
凡有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在你们的中间。
We do praise and thank thee, knowing that thou art here with us.
我们赞美你，感谢你，因为我们知道你在我们中间。
There is nothing better than this.
没有比这更好的了。
We thank thee for thy presence here.
我们感谢你，因为你在这里。
And we do desire to remove our shoes.
我们愿意把我们的鞋子脱下来。
We stand before thee as thy bond servants.
站在这里作为你的奴仆，你的仆人。
Lord, what is it thou want to say to us this morning?
主啊，你今天早上要向我们说什么呢？
Speak.Thy servants hear it.
请说，让你的仆人们都在这里静听。
May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿意你的旨意行在地上，像在天上一样。
May thy kingdom come.
愿意你的国降临。
And may thy name be exalted.
你的名被高举。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together here this morning.
我们感谢神今天早上聚集我们在这里。
I'm so glad to see you, dear brothers and sisters.
我看见我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，实在心里喜悦。
Before I came, I waited before the Lord.
我来以前，我在主面前等候。
I look to the Lord to see what is it that He wants us to share together during this time.
我仰望主，我说主啊，我们这一次聚集在一起，你要我们交通什么呢？
It seems that the Lord put upon my heart one thing.
好像主就放在我心里面一个题目。
And that is sons and sonship.
那就是儿子和儿子的名分。
The reason why I feel impressed upon my heart of this theme.
我想主为什么这一次把这个题目放在我的心里？
It is because I feel very deeply that this is not just something small.
因为我心里面深深的觉得这不是一件小事。
I feel that this is something that is related to the eternal purpose of God.
我觉得这一个题目是与神永远的旨意是有关的。
We know that our God is the eternal God.
我们知道我们的神是永远的神。
Everything that is related to Him is eternal.
每一件与他有关的事都是永远的。
There is nothing temporal, nothing passing.
没有暂时的，没有就是过去的。
And it is of immense importance.
是非常重要。
That we too will be related to him with eternity in view.
就是我们和我们主的关系是要在永远放在我们的面前。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we all understand.
弟兄姊妹，我实在相信我们都了解。
Since God is eternal,
因为神是永远的。
Whatever He does is eternal.
他所做的一切事情都是永远的。
And everything that He does to us is eternal in nature.
他在我们身上所做的任何的事情都是永远的性质。
And if we are to be related to God in any way,
若是我们要跟神有任何的关系，
it has to be eternal in nature.
这必须是有永远的性质。
If our life on this earth is not related to the eternal God,
若是我们在世上的生活与这一位永远的神没有关系，
It has no value. It is vanity of vanities.
那就没有价值，是虚空的虚空。
So when I think of this matter of sons and sonship,
所以当我想到这个儿子和儿子的名分，
I feel that it is so essential to us believers.
我相信这件事情对我们信主的人来说是这么样的重要。
Because it is very much related to God's eternal purpose.
因为这是与神永远的旨意非常有关的。
You know, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
when God created man,
当神造人的时候,
He has eternity in view.
他想到了永远。
That's the reason why we find that He made man according to His image.
这就是为什么他造人是根据他自己的形象造的。
Because He is eternal.
因为他是永远的。
So He wants to create man with eternity in view.
所以他造人就要造有一个永远的这件事情摆在他的眼前。
You remember in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
我们记得在传道书第三章第十一节。
He says, God made all things beautiful in His time.
他说神在他的时间里做任何的事情都是美丽的。
But He put the world in their heart.
可是他把他的把世界放在他们的心里。
You know the word world actually in the original is age.
这个世界这个字在原文里面是时代。
And in some translation it puts it as the eternal, the infinite.
那在有些翻译就说这个是那个字是永远或者是无限。
When God created all things.
当神创造万有的时候
They are beautiful in its time.
他们在他们的时间当中是美丽的。
Whether you look at a flower,
你看花
or even you look at a mountain,
你看山
everything is beautiful in its time.
在他们的时间里面都是美丽的。
These things are created with time in view.
这些东西被创造的时候是神是把时间放在那里。
A flower will blossom in its time.
花在它的时间里面开了。
And after its time, it fades away.
它的时间过了它也谢了。
Because it is created with time in view.
因为花在被创造的时候是有一个时间的限制。
Even when you look at the world,
当你看世界
when you see the mountains,
当你看见山
and you see the sea,
你看见海
as if they will continue and continue on,
好像这种东西会一直继续
but even these things are beautiful in its time,
虽然纵然是这些东西它也是在它时间限制里面是美丽的
even the heaven and the earth will pass away,
天地都会过去
But when God created man,
但是当神造人的时候
He created man according to His image.
他造人是根据他自己的形象
And because of this, He put eternity in man.
为了这个缘故他把永远放在人的心里
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
Thank God we are not created for time.
感谢神，我们不是在时间的限，为了一个时间的限制所创造。
We are created for eternity.
我们是为了永远所被创造的。
Because this is God's purpose for man.
因为这个是神在人里面所创造的目的。
Now if we live for time,
若是我们只为了时间而活，
whether it is good time or bad time,
纵然是好的时间或者坏的时候，
in the sight of God,It is nothing.
在神的眼光里面，这都不算什么。
It is more than nothing. It is vanity.
不但是不算什么，而且是虚空。
And it is out of the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
But unfortunately, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，不幸的事情。
Most people live for time.
大部分的人都在只是为了时间而活。
Most people live for this temporary world.
大部分人是为了这个短暂的世界而活。
As if these are what men are for.
好像说这个是人被造的目的。
And unfortunately, even Christians.
不幸的是，纵然基督徒都是这样。
Even though God has given us His own life.
虽然神已经把他自己的生命给了我们。
And that life is eternal.
那个生命是永远的。
And yet, we forget.That we have this life in us.
但是我们忘记了，我们这个永远的生命在我们里头。
And we still live by our natural life.
我们仍旧靠着我们的天然的生命而活。
And we still seek after the world that is passing.
我们仍旧追求那要失去的世界。
If I may put it in another way.
我用另外一句话来说。
Anything that we do.Which is not in relation with God's eternity is vanity.
我换句话说，我们所做的任何事情，若不是跟神的永远有关系，都是虚空。
I wonder if these words are too serious to you.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹会不会觉得我这么说是太严重了。
But thank God, this is the truth.
但是感谢神，这是真理。
So we need to measure our life by the eternity of God.
因此我们要丈量我们自己的生命生活，是根据神的永远。
Every day that we live,
我们活着的每一天。
It is according to the eternal purpose of God, there is value in it.
若是根据神永远的旨意，那么我们活着的每一天都有价值。
Anything that we do, if it is not in line with God's eternal purpose, brothers and sisters, it doesn't count.
若是我们做的任何事情，不是走在神永远的旨意当中，那弟兄姊妹，对不起，这不算数的。
One day when we stand before God,
有一天我们站在神的面前
，there will be a reckoning.
有一个这个在那里我们就是要计算。
And God will look to see how many days do we really live according to His will.
神在那里要看。我们有几天是根据他的旨意而活的。
Anything that is not in his will, it doesn't count.
任何不是根据他的旨意的日子都不算数。
So, brothers and sisters, to me, I feel this is something that we should seriously consider.
所以弟兄姊妹，对我来说，我觉得这件事情是我们需要很慎重的在主面前考虑。
Why we who believe in the Lord Jesus must grow?
为什么我们这些信主耶稣的人必须生长？
Why is it that we must seek the Lord earnestly?
为什么我们必须很诚恳地来追求主？
Why is it that we must grow into sons and into sonship?
为什么我们必须要生长成为儿子，而且有儿子的名分？
Why is it so?
为什么？
It is because all these things are closely related with the eternal purpose of God.
因为这些都是与神永远的旨意是直接有关系的。
Do we live for time or do we live for eternity?
我们为了暂时而活呢，还是我们为了永远而活？
Do we live to please ourselves or we live for the will of God?
我们为了要让我们自己喜悦而活呢，还是我们为了神的旨意而活？
These are the things that should be ever before us.
这些事情是要一直放在我们眼前的。
Now with that in view,Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
那我们把这个放在我们眼前，我们就回来看罗马书第八章。
Here the Apostle Paul said.
这里使徒保罗说。
We do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按照他旨意被召的人。
All things work together for good.
万事互相效力。
Now, if that is true, how blessed that is!
若是真这是若是这是这句话是真的的话，那我们实在是蒙了多少的福。
You know, oftentimes we think that all things work together for bad.
我们常常说万事互相效力，让我们倒霉。
And that would be a miserable life.
那就是这样的话呢，就实在是很悲惨。
But the Apostle Paul said, "We do know."
但是使徒保罗说，我们实在知道。
We really know it.
我们真正知道。
That all things work together for good.
万事互相效力，让我们得益处。
No exception.
没有例外。
Brothers and sisters, do you really believe that?
弟兄姊妹，你是不是真正相信这个呢？
Or do you think that exception is the rule?
还是你相信那个例外呢？实在是经常出现的。
What do you believe?
你相信什么呢？
You believe the Bible or you believe your experience?
你相信圣经呢？还是你相信你自己所经过的事情？
All things work together for good.
万事互相效力，要得益处。
Now what is good?
益处是什么呢？
Now that is another basic question.
那是一个另外一个很基本的问题。
What you think is good may not be good.
你以为是益处的，不见得就是益处。
What the world considers as good may not be good.
世界所认为是益处的，不见得是益处。
What is really good?
益处到底是什么呢？
You remember in the Bible?
你记得圣经里面说。
A young man came to the Lord.
一个年轻人来到主面前。
Good master.
他说：“良善的主。
”What can I do that I may inherit eternal life?
我能做什么可以承受永生呢
？You know what the Lord said?
你记得主怎么说吗
？Why do you call me good?
你为什么称我为善呢
？There is no good but God.
除了神之外没有善。
Now that is what good is.
那就是善这个字的意思。
God is good.
神是善的，神是益处。
Anything that is in God's will is good.
任何事情与神的旨意相同的，就是善的，就是有益处的。
Whatever good you may think good, it is contrary to God's purpose that is bad.
任何事情你以为是对，你以为是好的，但是与神的旨意不符合的，相反的，那就是恶事。
There is nothing good but God and His will.
没有一件除了神和神的旨意之外，没有一件事情是好的。
All things work together for good.
万事互相效力，要得益处。
Whatever circumstance it may be.
不管环境如何
，whoever person you have met，
无论你遇到谁
，anything that happened to you，
任何发生在你身上的事情
，behind all these， God's thought is good for you。
在这些事情的背后，神对你的想法、对你的旨意是善的。
God is love。
神是爱。
Because He loves us。
因为他爱我们。
So he makes all things work together for our real good.
因此他让万事互相效力，叫我们真正得益处。
God is almighty.
神是全能的。
He is well able to control everything.
他能控制任何的事情。
And make everything work together for good.
让所有的事情一起为你效力，让你得益处。
Don't look at the things.
不要看事情的表面。
Don't look at your environment.
不要看环境。
Don't look at what you consider as good.
不要看那些你认为是好的。
Believe that God is love and God is powerful.
你需要相信神是好的，神是有能力的。
And He is working everything for your good.
他让万事互相效力，为你的益处。
Not the good as you think.
不见得是你以为的益处。
But the good.In his thought, which is eternal.
但是这是他根据他的想法的益处，这是永远的益处。
Does this apply to you?
这件事情是不是应用到你身上呢？
Does all things work together for good for all men?
是说所有的是万事互相效力，让万人得益处呢？
Not so.
不见得。
There is a condition.
有一个条件。
All things work together for good to those who love the Lord.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Now, if you do not love God,
若你不爱神，
you will not see that all things work together for good.
你就不会看见，就是万事互相效力让你得益处。
On the contrary.
反而
When anything that you think is bad, you begin to murmur against God.
当你遇到了任何的事情，你觉得对你是不好的，然后你就开始对神抱怨。
But whose fault is that?
但是谁的错呢？
Is it God's fault or your fault?
是神的错呢，还是你的错呢？
All things work together for good.To those who love the Lord.
万事互相效力，让得益处。谁得益处呢？就是那一些爱神的人。
What do you mean by love the Lord?
什么叫做爱神？
It is more than just an emotional thing.
不是一件感情上的事。
You know, love is deeper than emotion.
爱是比感情更深的。
God is love.
神是爱。
And if you really love God,
若是你真正的爱神，
you love His will.
你爱他的旨意。
That is real love.
那是真正的爱。
And anyone who really love God,
任何真正爱神的人，
and it says, to those who are called according.
这里说是他们是按照神的旨意而蒙召的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we do thank God that we have been called.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，我们是被召的。
God calls us.
神召我们。
He calls us with a holy calling.
他用一个圣召来召我们。
He calls us with a heavenly calling.
他用一个天上的呼召来召我们。
He calls us with an on high calling.
他是用一个从上面来的呼召来召我们。
But he calls us according to purpose.
但是他是按照他的旨意来召我们的。
You know, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9,
我们知道在以弗所书第一章第九节，
It is said that even before the foundation of the world,
在那里说在创世以前，
God has purposed a purpose.
神已经定下他的目的，他的旨意。
And that purpose is according to his good pleasure.
那是根据他的美意，他的喜悦来定了那个旨意。
Our God is a God of purpose.
我们的神是一个有目的的神。
It is not like us.
跟我们不一样。
You know, sometimes we do things at the moment.
我们有的时候是时候来了，我们就做一件事。
We do not even think about it.
我们甚至于想都不想。
And we say it.
我们就说了
，Or we do it.
我们就做了
，We do it by chance.
我们是偶然的就做事情
，But God never does things like that.
但是神从来不这样做事。
Before He does anything, He has a purpose.
他做任何事情以前，他都先有一个目的。
And that purpose is according to his good pleasure.
那个目的是根据他的美意，根据他的喜悦。
Because it pleases him.
因为让他心里喜悦。
You know when he thinks of what he's going to do to man, it pleases him.
因为他要
to set a purpose.
他要做事，他要对人做事以前，他心里喜悦，他就有这么一个目的。
And then he called us.According to that purpose.
然后他就根据这个目的来呼召我们。
Brothers and sisters, I often think that we think too little of God's calling.
弟兄姊妹，我常常觉得我们把神的呼召看得太小了。
Oftentimes we think of calling. What is calling?
常常我们想到呼召这件事情，呼召到底是什么呢？
Oh, my calling is to be a teacher.
我们说哦，我的呼召是要做个老师。
My calling is to be a housewife.
我的呼召是要做一个家庭主妇。
Oh, my calling is to be a professor.
我的呼召是要做个教授。
Now we think of calling in that limited sense.
所以我们就从这一个比较小小的角度来看呼召。
But actually, you'll find that there is a calling that comes from God.
但是我们实在要知道，有一个呼召是从神来的。
And that calling includes all of us.
这一个呼召是包括我们所有的人。
Because that calling is according to God's purpose.
因为这个呼召是根据他的旨意的。
Even before God created anything.
在神创造任何事情以前
Even before God created us
在神创造我们以前
God already according to his good will he made a purpose
神他在根据他自己的美意他就有了这么一个目的
He wants what we are to be
他要叫我们成为的这件事情是他所要的。
You know, he created us with a purpose behind it.
你知道神创造我们的时候，他后头有个目的。
That's the reason why he created us in his image.
这就是为什么他造我们是根据他的形象造。
Because this is with calling in view.
因为他想到了后来他要呼召我们。
With that calling, according to that purpose, he called each and every one of us.
那根据他那个旨意，根据他那个呼召，他就召我们每一个人。
Now, what is that calling according to purpose?
那一个根据旨意的呼召是什么呢？
It is explained in the following verse.
就是在下面这一句。
He said, because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brothers.
那句话说，因为他预先所知道的，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Let me re-emphasize it.
那我重新强调一下。
We are all called according to God's purpose.
我们都是根据神的目的、神的旨意来蒙召的。
God has a purpose in each and every one of us.
神对我们每一个人，他有一个目的。
And that purpose is not specific to anyone.
那个目的不是专门对你或者专门对我或专门对任何别人的。
For instance, God seems to call one to be a teacher.
或许说他呼召了某一位做老师。
And not all are teachers.
那不见得每个人都是老师。
But this calling covers every one of us.
但是这个呼召是对我们每个人的。
And equally.
都是相同的。
So this is a calling that we must know what that is.
所以我们必须都知道这一个呼召是什么。
So the Apostle Paul here, through the revelation of God, he reveals it to us.
使徒保罗因为神把这件事情启示给他，他就把这件事情告诉我们。
Because whom he has foreknown.
因为他事先所知道的，神事先所知道的。
He has predestinated us.
他预定了我们。
You know, some people, they are very much afraid of predestination.
有些人很怕说这句这个字眼叫做预先定下。
Or election.
或者是拣选。
They think that is too arbitrary.
他们觉得这个拣选这件事情是太没有原则了。
But I thank God.For predestination.
但是我感谢神，我们是被预定的。
I think this is the greatest comfort that we can ever have.
因为这个对我们来说是极大的安慰。
It is a great assurance from God.
对我们来说是神给我们极大的保证。
God does predestinate us.
神真正是预定了你，预定了我。
But He does not predestine us arbitrarily.
但是他不随随便便的预定我们
，without any reason，
没有原因的预定我们。
Because that it pleases him。
就说这个呢，是让他心里喜悦。
So he does it。
所以他就这么随便做了。
No, God is not like that。
不是这样，神不是这样的。
He predestined us according to His foreknowledge。
他是根据他预先所知道的来预定我们。
You know, our knowledge is limited.
你知道我们的知识是很有限的。
But God's knowledge is unlimited.
神的知识是无限的。
He knows the end before the beginning.
还没开始的时候他就知道最后是怎么回事。
He knows everything.
他什么都知道。
And because he knows everything.
因为他什么都知道。
So he based upon his foreknowledge, he can predestine.
所以他根据他预先所知道的，他能够预定。
I oftentimes use an illustration.
我常常做一个比方。
Now suppose you are a very observant person.
就是你是一个很能够注意的一个人。
One day,You look out from your window.
有一天你从你的窗子向外看。
And you see a man.
你看见一个人。
Walking by your house back and forth.
从你窗外走来走去。
And he's looking here and there.
他在那里看东看西。
Why? He can be a thief.
那他可能就是个贼。
So you began to be very careful.
所以你就很小心了。
And sure enough, at midnight,
果然是在午夜他来了。
Now does this foreknowledge of yours make that man a thief?
那现在问题是说你这样看到他这么走来走去你这么想这样是不是让他成为一个贼呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
He is a thief.
他的确是个贼。
But you seem to have a foreknowledge about it.
但是你好像已经有一个预先所知道的。
So you are not responsible to make him a thief.
所以他是贼，他不是贼，不是你的责任。
But it is your wisdom to know that he will come and try to thief.
但是是你的智慧，让你能够想到他可能会来做一个贼，来偷你的东西。
So if you begin to enlarge it.
所以你若是这样来延伸下去
And you think of God.
你就想到神
He knows the end before the beginning.
事情没发生他就知道结果
He knows what will happen to you.
他知道什么事情会发生在你身上
Whether you will really believe in his beloved son.
你是不是相信他那个他的爱子
Or whether opportunities are given to you.But you will reject.
是不是你有机会，但是你拒绝了他的儿子？
And then according to that foreknowledge of you, he will predestine you.
那他就根据他这样所知道的，他就预定了你。
So whom he has foreknown.
因此他预先所知道的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Is it terrible or is it wonderful?
这是可怕的呢，还是这是这么奇妙的？
That before you are born, before you do anything, he already knows what you will do.
在你生以前，在你开始做任何事情以前，他就知道你要做什么了。
Before Rebecca gave birth to his two sons,
利百加把他的两个儿子生出来以前，
Esau and Jacob.
以扫与雅各。
They haven't been born yet.
他们还没有生下来。
They haven't been innocent in anything good or bad yet.
他们还不知道善恶。
Yet God said.
但神说。
Esau I hate.
以扫。
Because I love.
以扫是我恨恶的，雅各是我喜爱的。
My, what prejudice that is.
哦，那我们说神真是有偏见。
You know, when I was a boy,
当我是个孩子的时候，
my parents have seven children.
啊，我的父母亲有七个儿女。
And we have an American grandma with us.
我们有一个从美国去的，我们叫做保姆祖母。
He was a mission. She was a missionary.
他是一个传道士。
And she came to China. And when my father was young, she led my father to the Lord.
他来到中国，当我父亲年幼的时候，他是带我父亲信主。
So after she retired, refused to coming back to this country, he stayed with us.
所以这位传道士，他退休以后，他不回到美国，不愿意回到美国，他就待在中国，就住在我家。
And she loved my youngest brother.
她最喜爱我的那个小弟。
And we used this try to stir her up.
我们常常就因为这个缘故呢，来触怒她。
You are impartial.
你不公平。
You love my youngest brother more than any other people.
你爱我们的小弟。而不爱我们别人。
Oh, she said, no, no, I love every one of you.
他说不不不，你们每个我都爱。
We said no.
我们说不。
And then he explained.
然后他解释了。
He said, I love you all, but this youngest son is closest to me.
他说我爱你们每个人，可是这个小的他跟我最近，最亲近。
That's why.
这就是为什么。
You know, God is like that.
你知道，神就是这样的。
He loves us all just the same.
他爱我们每个人都是一样。
But some are closer to him, some are further.
但是有些人愿意跟他接近，可是有些人不愿意跟他接近。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He loves every one of us.
他爱我们每一个人。
And according to his foreknowledge, he has predestined.
根据他预先所知道的，他就预定了我们。
Predestination is the surety of our eternal salvation.
预定是给我们永远得救这件事情啊，是一个保证。
Now what does he predestine us to be?
他预先定下我们做什么呢？
We often think predestination as predestining me to be saved and go to heaven.
我们常常觉得说是我们被预定了得救上天堂。
Or predestined me to go to hell.
说我们被预定了是要下地狱。
Why, that's human limitation.
那是我们的一个受限制的一个想法。
Our mind is so narrow.
我们的思想是这么样的狭窄。
We think that heaven and earth or hell are the two greatest contrast.
那我们说天堂和地狱是两个极端不同的这个比较。
But think of God.
但是神呢？
This is nothing to him.
对神来说这些不算什么。
He predestined us according to his eternal purpose.
他预定我们是根据他永远的旨意。
Can that purpose just be that you go to heaven?
那个永远的旨意是不是说你上天堂呢？
Or you go to hell?
或者你下地狱呢？
That is not God.
那不是神说的。
His predestination is so wonderful.
他给我们预定的是这么样的奇妙。
It's so glorious.
是这么样的荣耀。
It has to be as glorious as he is glorious.
就应该要像他荣耀的那样荣耀。
Anything less than that is not fit for him.
不够那个水准的对他来讲都不够。
So what has he predestined us for?
所以他要你要我被预定做什么呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
What are you predestined for?
你被预定是要做什么呢？
And for eternity.
是到永远的。
What is it?
这是什么呢？
Here you find it is said, He has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son.
要我们预定被磨成神儿子的形象。
Can there be anything more glorious than this?
有没有比这个更荣耀的事呢？
He has called us.
他呼召了我们。
He has predestined us.
他已经预定了我们。
That we may be conformed to the image of his only begotten son.
叫我们能够给磨成他唯一的独生子的那个形象。
Have we ever dreamed about that?
我们有没有梦想过这件事？
Oh, we think if as long as I won't go to hell but to heaven, that's good enough.
那我们常常想，我只要不下地狱，上天堂就够好了。
But that's not good enough for God.
但是对神来说不够好。
Save us to the uttermost that it will really be in agreement with his own glory.
他要救我们是要救到底，让我们可以跟他的形象符合。
If you look into the heart of God,
你若是看神的心，
What do you see in God's heart?
你在神的心里面看见了什么呢？
Oh, you say, God sees me.
那你说神看见我？
Not so.
不是。
God sees only one person.
神只眼睛里面，神的心里面只看见一个人。
He sees his beloved son.
他看见他的爱子。
This is my son.
这个是神所看的。
In whom I have found my delight.
这是我的爱子，在他里面，在他那里，我找到我的喜悦。
God's only begotten son is the very heart of God.
神那个独一的爱子是他心里面所喜悦的。
His son is the exact image of God himself.
他的儿子是神自己的形象，全部完全一样的形象。
We often say like father, like son.
我们常常说他的父亲如何，他的儿子就如何。
Now you can say that to God.
你可以跟神说这句话。
Whatever the father is, that is the son.
他父亲是如何，儿子就是如何。
No man have ever seen God at any time.
没有人见过神。
God is the greatest mystery in the whole universe.
神在宇宙中间是最大的奥秘。
But one day,When he sent his beloved son into this world.
但是有一天他把他的爱子送到这个世界上。
He has declared God.
他就在彰显了他的父亲。
He can say, if you see me, you see my father.
他可以说，你若是看见我，你就看见了父。
Do you want to know God?
你要知道神吗？
Just look at me.
你就看我就好。
I'm the replica of the father.
我是父亲形象的另外的再一个。
I'm the expression of the father.
我是父亲完全的表现。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in me.
神一切神性一切的丰富都坐在我的里面。
And you are complete in me.
你在我的里面也得到了完全。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
God put up His Son as the image.
神把他的儿子放在我们面前是他的形象。
And we are to be conformed to that.
我们就是要被磨成那个形象
，like him，
像他一样。
This is God's purpose.
这是神的目的。
This is God's predestination.
这是神的预定。
This is God's calling.
这是神对我们的呼召。
Anything less than that，
任何比那个低的
，come short of the glory of God，
就是够不上神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
what God has expected of us is so glorious.
神对我们的期望是这么样的荣耀。
And how much we have let Him down.
那我们是多么的让他伤心了。
We are to be conformed to His image.
我们是需要被磨成。他的形象。
To put it simply, we ought to be like him.
简单的说，我们要像他一样。
We will, by the grace of God, take upon ourselves the character of Christ.
靠着神的恩典，我们要把基督的性格放在我们的身上。
So that he may be the firstborn.Among many brethren.
好让他成为众弟兄中间的长子。
What is firstborn?
什么叫做首生的？
Firstborn in the scripture has two different uses.
这个首生的或者长子在圣经里面有两个用法。
One is the common usage.
一个是普通的用法。
It is according to time.
这个是根据时间。
If in your family you have five children,
在你家里面若是有五个孩子，
the first one who is born is called firstborn.
最早生下来的叫做头生的。
Now that is according to time.
那个是根据时间。
That is the way that we commonly use the word firstborn.
这是我们平常一般所说的头生的，或者是说首生的。
But in the Bible.The firstborn has another sense.
但是在圣经里面，首生的有另外一个意思。
It is not according to time.
不是根据时间。
It is according to the character.
还是根据性格。
And that firstborn in scripture means two things.
在圣经里面，首生有两个意思。
Those who understand Greek tells us.
那些懂得希腊文的人告诉我们
，The special use of firstborn means two things.
这个特别的关于首生的这个字眼的用法有两个意思。
One is sovereignty.
一个是它是主宰权。
The other is priority.
第二是优先的顺序。
He has the sovereignty over all.
他在万事中间他是主宰。
And he has the priority.The preeminence among all things.
他在所有的事情中间，他是优先。
That is the scriptural use, special use.
这是在圣经里面这个字眼的一个独特的用法。
So when it says that he may be the firstborn among many brethren,
所以在这里圣经上说他在许多的弟兄中做长子。
It does not refer to time.
不是根据时间。
He is the firstborn of all creation.
他是在万有，他是首生的。
In Colossians chapter 1.
这是哥罗西书第一章所说的。
He is the firstborn of all creation.
他在所有被造中间他是首生的。
But that doesn't mean that he is created.
但是并不是说他是首先被造的。
If you take it that time, that way, you are taking it in a common sense.
你若是这样去了解他的话，你就把这件事情看作只是一个时间的问题。
But he said he is the firstborn of all creation. Why?
但是他说他是在所有被造的中间，他是首先被造的，什么意思？
Because all things are created in him, by him, and for him.
这个意思就是说，所有的万物都是在他里面所造的，经过他所造的，被他所造的。
Now that's sovereignty.
那个就是主宰的意思。
That is priority.
那个是优先顺序的意思。
So the Bible teaches us the preeminence of Christ.
所以圣经里面教导我们，基督居首位。
Everything comes out of him.
一切的事情都是从他出来的。
Everything must return back to him.
万有必须回到他里面。
He has the sovereignty over all things.
他在万有中间，他有主宰。
And he has the preeminence.
他在万有中间，他居首位。
So here you find that.
所以这里我们看见。
When we are conformed to his image.
当我们被磨成他的形象。
Image in the scripture does not speak of appearance.
形象在圣经里面不是说我们外面的表现表象。
Image in the scripture speaks of character.
形象在圣经里面说到里面的性格。
Inward.
是里头的性格。
When we begin to take up the character of Christ,
当我们开始把基督的性格放在我们身上，
then Christ will be the firstborn among many brethren.
那然后基督就在众弟兄中间，他是长子。
He will be the firstborn.
他是那首生的。
Of many sons.
他是许多弟兄中间。弟兄姊妹，
This is God's eternal purpose concerning us.
这是神的永远的旨意，关乎我们。
Isn't that glorious?
这是不是一个荣耀的事？
How can we take anything less than that?
我们怎么能够接受比这个更低的任何的事情？
How can we be contented?With anything less than that.
我们怎么能够满足于一个比这个更低的事情？
If this is what God has called us.
若是神是这样的呼召我们。
If this is his will for us.
若是这个是他对我们的旨意。
What should we do?
那我们该怎么呢？
Should we not press on towards the goal?
我们是不是应该努力向前，向着标杆呢？
Should we not learn to take up the character of Christ?
我们是不是需要学着把基督的性格穿在我们身上？
It is not something external.
这不是外头的事。
It is something internal.
这是里头的事。
That the life of Christ will really grow within us.
好让基督的生命在我们里面能够生长。
From babyhood.To young people,
从婴孩到年轻人
from young people to fathers,
从年轻人到父老
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
that Christ may be the firstborn of many brethren,
好让基督成为在众儿子中间他做长子。
Now how does it work?
这个事情怎么成就呢？
In verse 30, it tells us the process.
在第三十节就告诉我们这个手续。
He said, "But whom he has predestinated, these also he has called."
预先所定下的，他招他们。
How do you know you have been predestinated?
你怎么知道你被预定了？
Because you have been called.
因为他招了你。
And whom he had called, these also he has justified.
他所招的又称他们为义。
How do you know you have been called?
你怎么知道你被招了？
Because you have been justified.
因为他称你为义了。
You were a sinner.
你是以前你是一个罪人
，come short of the glory of God，
那够不上他神的荣耀。
You cannot stand before God，
你没有办法站在神的面前。
You have no standing，
因为你在神面前你没有地位。
You're condemned，
你是被咒诅的。
But thank God，
但是感谢神。
He sent His only begotten Son into this world，
他把他自己的唯一的独生的爱子送到了世界上。
To be a man，
成为一个人。
The sinless made sin for us，
为了我们的缘故，这个很从来没有罪的人为了我们成为罪。
That we might be the righteousness of God，
好让我们能够成为神的公义。
Now we can stand before God justified，
我们可以现在我们可以站在神的面前，知道我们被称义了。
For our offense He died，
为了我们的过犯他死。
By His resurrection we are justified，
因为他复活我们称义了。
So today, brothers and sisters，
因此弟兄姊妹，在今天
we can stand before God，
我们可以站在神的面前。
Because we are clothed with Christ，
因为我们 是在基督，我们跟基督在一起。
When God look at us， He see Christ，
当神看我们的时候，他看见他的儿子基督。
That's our standing，
这是我们的地位。
And thank God we all have that standing，
感谢神我们都有这个地位。
But oftentimes we stop here，
但是经常我们在这里就停了。
My, that's good enough，
我们说哦这就够好了。
But God is grieved，
但是神我们伤了他的心。
God said that's not enough，
但神说这个不够。
Whom He has justified, He has glorified，
他所称为义的，他要让他得荣耀。
Anything less than glory will not satisfy God，
任何够不上他荣耀的，不能满足他的心。
We have come short of the glory of God，
我们辜负了、亏欠了神的荣耀。
And now God will glorify us，
现在神要让我们得荣耀。
He will bring us into glory，
他要带我们进荣耀。
That is His marvelous redemptive work，
那就是他给我们这个了不起的救赎的工作。
Now will you please turn to Hebrews，
我们一同来看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 1，
希伯来书第一章。
Now all who study Hebrews know that Hebrews chapter 1 speaks of the Son of God。
我们读过希伯来书的人都知道，希伯来书第一章说到神的儿子
Jesus the Son of God，
耶稣神的儿子。
So here you'll find in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3，
我们看希伯来书第一章第三节。
Who being the effulgence or outshining of His glory, and the expression of His substance, and upholding all things by the word of His power, having made by Himself the purification of sins, set Himself down on the right hand of the greatness on high.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Our Lord Jesus the only begotten Son of God is the effulgence or the outshining of God's glory，
我们的主耶稣神唯一的儿子，他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
God is glory，
神是荣耀。
And our shining is our Lord Jesus，
荣耀所发的光辉是我们的主耶稣。
And He is the expression of God's substance，
他是神本体的真相。
Substance is what God is，
本体 是真实，是神的神的自己。
And the expression of that substance is our Lord Jesus.
这本体的表现就是我们的主耶稣。
So he is the exact image of God.
所以他是神本体的真相。
He upholds all things by the word of his power.
他用他的全能的命令托住万有。
Not only he created the world,
他不但创造了世界，
but he upholds the world by his word.
他用他的话托住万有。
And then he made himself, made by himself.The purification of sins.
他洗净了人的罪。
And he sat down now at the right hand of the greatness on high.
他坐在高天至大者的右边。
So here you find the glory of the Son of God.
在这里我们看见神儿子的荣耀。
Then if you turn to chapter 2.
那我们来到第二章。
And chapter 2 speaks of the glory of the Son of Man.
这里第二章是说到人子的荣耀。
Because here you'll find that how he comes to be a man.
所以这里我们看见他成为人。
Made a little lower than angels.
比天使还要小一点。
An account of the suffering of death now crowned.With glory and honor.
他因为受死就得到荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
The glory here is the glory of the Son of Man.
这里所说的荣耀是人子的荣耀。
Now if you read John chapter 17,
你若是读约翰福音第十七章的话，
You will find in John chapter 17 our Lord Jesus prayed a prayer.
在约翰福音第十七章，我们主耶稣有一个祷告。
And he mentioned two different glories.
他提到两个不同的荣耀。
The first one you find in verse 5.
第一个是在第五节。
He prayed and said, Now glorify me, thou Father.Along with thyself, with the glory which I had, along with thee, before the world was.
他说：“父呀，现在求你使我与你同享荣耀，就是还没有在世界以前，我与你所有的荣耀。”
Our Lord was praying. I am now going back to glory.
主耶稣的祷告是：“我现在要回到荣耀里头去了。”
He came out of glory.
他是从荣耀来的。
The glory that he shared with his Father, even before everything.
在一切万事以前，我们主耶稣和他的父亲同有的荣耀。
Now he left this glory and come into this earth to be a man.
他离开了那个荣耀，来到了世上，成为一个人。
To be a bondman,
成为一个奴仆
and obedient to the Father even to death and the death of the cross.
顺服神，顺服他的父，一直到死，而且死在十字架上。
And now he is going back to that glory.
现在他要回到那个荣耀里。
The glory that he shared with his Father before time in eternity past.
这是在万有以先。我们主和他的父亲一同有的荣耀。
That is the glory that he and the Father share together.
那是他和父亲一同享、一同有的荣耀。
Nobody can share that.
没有人可以跟他们一同享那个同样的荣耀。
That is the glory of the Godhead.
那个就是神性的荣耀。
But he prayed towards the end of his prayer.
但是十七章后面，他有另外祷告的中间，他提到了一件事。
You will find that in verse 24.
那就是在第二十四节，第十七章第二十四节。
Father, as to those whom thou hast given me, I desire that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
父啊，我在哪里，愿意你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
Here you find our Lord's prayer that we may see the glory that the Father has given him.
所以这里主要我们看见，就是说，有一个荣耀是父给你们的。
In other words,
换句话说
，After he came upon this earth as the Son of Man,
当我们的主来到世上成为人子
，and as the Son of Man, he accomplished the work of redemption.
作为人子，他成就了救赎的工作。
Now he returned to God.
现在他要回到神那里。
Not only as the Son of God.
他不但是算为神的儿子。
Not only as the Son of God returning to his former glory.
不但算是神的儿子回到他的荣耀。
But as the Son of Man.
而且是人的儿子。
He is entering into a glory that the Father has given.
就是说他进了一个荣耀里面是父给他的。
God has highly exalted.
神在这里把他高举。
And give him a name that is above every name.
给他一个名是超乎万名之上的名。
And to that name every knee shall bow.
在那个名字面前，每一个万膝都要下跪。
Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord.
万口都要承认耶稣是主。
That's the glory of the Son of Man.
那是人子的荣耀。
And that is the glory that he led us into.
那个就是在那个荣耀，主要把我们这些个人要带进去。他要带众子进入这样的荣耀。
We will never enter in the glory of the Godhead.
我们绝对不能够在神性的荣耀那里，那不是我们的份。
We will share with the glory of the Son of Man.
但是我们要与我们的主一同享人子的荣耀。
And that is.He has also glorified.
那就是他，我们的主也在这件事情上也得了荣耀。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is the will of God for us.
这就是神的旨意。
How can we be so contented?
我们怎么能够这样的对我们的现状满足呢
？Thinking that to be justified，
我们认为我们被称义了就够了。
How much we come short of God's glory？
神的荣耀我们亏欠了多少
？God wants to glorify us。
神要让我们得荣耀。
His beloved Son。Will share his glory with us.
他那爱子要把他自己的荣耀与我们共享。
But we will talk more about that later.
我们过我以下两天我们再会多说一点。
Because this is the wonderful, glorious will of God.
因为这个是神对我们那奇妙的。荣耀的旨意。
How we need to worship him.
我们要如何的来敬拜他。
This is our God.
这是我们的神。
This is our Christ.
这是我们的基督。
And this is the glorious salvation of God.
这是神给我们的荣耀的救恩。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, before thee we do sense how small we are.
我们的主啊、我们站在你们面前，我们知道，我们真是感觉到我们是何等的渺小。
Thou hast such wonderful, glorious plan for us.
你对我们有这么样的奇妙的、荣耀的计划。
And yet, we are so easily contented.
但是我们对我们自己是那么样容易满足。
And coming short of your glory.
亏欠了你的荣耀。
Oh Lord, have mercy upon us.
主啊，你的怜悯来到我们身上。
Will you, by your Spirit, stir our hearts?
主啊，愿意你的灵啊挑动我们的里面。
That we will never be satisfied with anything less thy satisfaction.
让我们不愿意为任何比你对我们的期望低的这个情形之下得到满足。
We thank thee that thou hast not only justified us.
我们感谢你，你不但让我们称义。
Thou hast also glorified us.
你也让我们得荣耀。
Glory to God.
荣耀归于神。
In Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。